Euro Radio, The Teenagers Radio.
Hello everyone and welcome to the Teen Reporters show. Today we will listen to different subjects like Finland and the moon. Also there will be interviews. Have a good time! At first, let's listen to an interview of Finnish students.
Hello everyone, we are going to interview our Finnish friends, Zera, Amalia and Katri. This is some question for them.
Have you got winter sports at school?
Yes, we learn how to ski and often ice skate and play ice hockey. And sometimes we even went downhill skiing with the school.
What is your traditional dish?
Our traditional dish is Karelian stew, what is in Finnish Karjalan paisti.
What is your traditional festival?
The biggest festival that Finns celebrate is Christmas.
What are the landscape in Finland?
75% of Finland is forest, so there is a lot of trees and forest and also lakes. There is not high hills like at all. In Lapland there is Arctic hills, but not in the south. And there is beautiful place.
Do you know the wife Karin? And if it's yes, can you explain that?
Yes, I do know. So wife Karin is a very old competition from Finland. And in it, it competes in which husband can carry their wife the fastest on their shoulder.
What is your favorite festival?
My favorite festival is Halloween because you get to dress up.
What is your favorite dish?
I think my favorite dish is this Finnish thing called makaronilaatikko. It's meat and pasta.
For you, which sport represents more the Finland?
I think ice hockey represents Finland the best, and especially in our city, Tampere, ice hockey is a very big thing because we hosted the world championship last year.
Can you tell us about your arrival in France and what do you find strange in France?
At first we noticed that people wear shoes inside. In Finland nobody does that.
And also French people are very kind and very hospitable. In Finland most of us are very like closed and don't want to talk to anyone.
Here is also really long school days. In Finland there is much shorter school days.
And we also noticed that a lot of people had their own pool because it's so much warmer. In Finland, that's impossible.
And the school here is so much stricter than in Finland.
Thank you for listening to us and thank you for your answers.
Thanks for this interesting information about Finland. Now it's time for a report about a mission to the moon. It's over to you, Louis.
Hi everyone, and welcome in our chronicle. Do you know the moon very well? In 1969, Neil Armstrong was the first man to set foot on the moon to discover our satellites. Today, in the 21st century, a lot of missions were made to discover the moon and space a little more.
Dear scientist, what is the subject today?
In 2024, there will be a second Chinese mission to take a sample of the hiding face of the moon, Change 6.
Were there other missions to take a sample of the moon?
There were a lot of other missions, like Apollo or Russian missions, to take a sample of the moon. But these missions were only on the visible face of the moon.
Can you tell us now why this new mission is so important?
Well, it is the first mission at the hidden face of the moon.
Where the machine will go?
It will go on Basin Spaceship Aiken. Change 6 is part of China's Change Lunar Exploration Program. This mission is very important because no one knows what there is on this face.
Thank you, dear scientists.
Wow, it was very interesting. Now, let's listen to a quiz about Finland. Clémence, it's your turn.
Today we have two contestants for our quiz about Finland. Hello Roman and hello Paul.
Hello. Hello.
So, here is my first question. What is the lowest recorded temperature in Finland? A. -32.1 degrees, B. -62.8 degrees, or C. -51.5 degrees?
Maybe the answer is C, -51.5 degrees.
Yes, it's a good answer. In fact, Finland is a country where temperature can be really cold. Question 2. What is the national animal in Finland? A. The fox, B. The bear, C. The polar bear.
I think it's the polar bear.
Oh no, be careful. There are not polar bears in Finland. The good answer is the bear. Question 3. Which unusual sport doesn't exist in Finland? A. The wife carrying, B. Waiting on an until, C. Cell phone throwing, or D. Car curling?
Well, waiting on an until because it's very strange.
And it's not the good answer. The good answer is car curling. And the last question, question 4. What is the capital city of Finland? A. Turku, B. Helsinki, or C. Tampere?
I'm sure the capital of Finland is Helsinki.
Well done! We hope that this quiz was interesting. Thank you for listening to us and your answers.
Okay, it was great. Thanks. Are you ready to listen to a report about school in Finland and in France? Let's go, guys.
Hello, today I'm going to present the different school system in France and in Finland. In France, we have to stay 4 years in middle school. Shola, can you describe a typical school day?
Yes, of course. Firstly, at 8:15, I start my day with 2 lessons. Then I have 25 minutes of break. And after that, I go back to my class for 2 lessons and then it's my lunchtime break. Afternoon, I have 2 lessons and 40 minutes of break. And a final lesson. And then it's the end of my day.
Question 2. When does school start in France?
School starts in France in September and finish in June. Finally, during the years, we have school travel, for example, in the mountain, at the beach, or in the foreign countries.
Thank you, Shola. Now a reporter will ask questions to a Finnish student.
Now, hello Lily and Amy. I will ask you questions. What subjects do you have at school?
Yeah. We have the same subjects at school as you do in France. Then we have health education too, yeah, in Finland.
And you know, music, and like we have also home economics in like 7th grade. But quite same what you have.
Thank you. How many years do you stay in your school?
We have like middle school 3 years, and we start that when we are 13 years old, I think, or 12 years old, nothing else.
Can you describe a typical school day?
Yeah, so we wake up and go to school, see our friends, and then we have our lunch time, we eat there. And then we go to our classes and we are learning and then we go home.
And our school days like start at 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock or sometimes 10 o'clock, and like end 1 o'clock and 2 o'clock and 3 o'clock and sometimes like 4 o'clock.
Thank you. When did you start to learn your first French language?
We started learning that when we were on third grade, and we started learning English. And when we were on sixth grade, we started learning Swedish.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks for your report. Very nice. Now, here is another quiz about schools in Finland and in France.
Now, here are some questions to remind you of some information about Finnish and French school. Are you ready?
Yes.
Question 1. How many listen sequences do the French have per day?
Let me think. I think it's 7 sequences.
Yeah, you're good. How many years does college in France?
4 years.
Yes. Question 3. When does college start in France?
I'm not sure, but I think it's the college starts in October.
No, it's in September. Question 4. How many listen sequences do the Finns have per week?
Oh, I think it's about 25.
No, it's 24 sequences. Question 5. Name a subject that the French don't have, unlike the Finns.
There is lots of answer, but I will say manual activities.
Yes, and the other, for example, optional course, family economic and health education. Question 6. At what age do Finns learn their first foreign language?
I think it's 9 years.
Yeah, well done. Thank you for listening and see you soon.
Oh no, this is the end of our show. Thank you everyone for your participation and all this incredible information. It was Teen Reporter Show. See you soon and have a good day.